From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate great Mickey Kaus from the frontiers of online journalism, where editors are not that welcome. First, our lead is the story that's going on right here in California. The fires that are blazing across Southern California have killed more than a dozen people and destroyed at least 1,600 homes since last week. Last night, the flames went through the brush in a neighborhood in northern Los Angeles County, a place called Stevenson Ranch. Day-to-Day producers Shireen Meraji and Rob Sachs went up the 405 freeway into the foothills and past the lines to where the fires were burning. At a housing development in a community called Granada Hills, a local park had become a staging ground for policemen and fire crews. Helicopters were reloading water and anti-flame powder, then whirring away to spread it over the fire that was burning on the slopes just above. The Red Cross had an emergency center at the Granada Hills High School. It was calm. The fire had passed the day before. People were returning to their homes or getting ready to. Two local kids were hanging around as volunteers, 17-year-old Jeff Brown and 18-year-old Megan Crispin.
I live right there on Devon Schinzels, and I was just looking out my window. I actually fell asleep just standing out there watching all the flames burn the hillside.
There's a really tall hill, I forget what it's called. My friends and I went up there last night, and you can see everything, like Santa Clarita, Chatsworth, all of it. It was really bad.
I'd seen people on the news, like screaming and crying, you know, kind of made me figure I feel kind of helpless doing nothing about it. So I wanted to come down and help donate my time.
10 minutes farther on, the College of the Canyons, a new evacuation center. Charlene Atwood, who'd come there with her family, they were watching fire news on the TV.
We're just kind of listening, and hopefully they're not going to let us, the streets are closed, they're not going to let us back, so I don't know where we're going to sleep.
And Kim Spellione, outside in the parking lot, another local woman, there with her niece and daughter and some family essentials.
I grabbed things. I grabbed some important papers, my Nolan Ryan rookie card, that would be irreplaceable, birth certificates, the insurance policy, the animals, and our snacks.
People said that most families had friends or neighbors nearby. They were okay. They could take them in. So they didn't need to go to the evacuation centers. Phil Paskey lived in that Stevenson Ranch neighborhood. This neighborhood is resilient, he said. We've seen troubles before.
This is nothing after the Northridge earthquake. I lived at ground zero for that one, so I'm used to a disaster.
But his 11-year-old son, Andrew, was less sure. This was a very big fire, maybe the kind of thing he'd tell his son about someday.
I think it's just crazy. If someone started these, I'm pretty mad at them because we were kicked out of our home and can't get back there right now.
It was anxious and at the same time quiet. People like Santa Clarita city worker Mike Fleming joining to help, to watch the news and hope for the best.
You know what? It's really in nature's hands. As much manpower as we have and all of that, once the sun sets, we can't do the water drops or any of the chemical drops, so then it's really up to manpower. And the best thing we can do as a community is just drop in as citizens and see if we can help out.
And driving back on the 5 freeway, the hills to the west burning all along a ridgeline. An eerie scene of light and darkness through the smoke-thick air, of danger and salvation. It almost felt theatrical, except for the still deadly reality of it all and the realization that this fire is still untamed.